On February 27, 2024, incumbent President Joe Biden won the Democratic primary but faced a substantial protest vote over his administration's handling of the Gaza crisis. Over 100,000 people filled in their ballots as uncommitted as organizers from the Michigan Uncommitted Campaign continue to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. Michigan is home to the largest per capita Muslim population in the United States, and as the death toll in Palestine rises, voters are urging President Biden to stop the violence. Grassroots political movements have risen in Michigan as a response to the Gaza crisis, including the Abandon Biden and Listen to Michigan movements. The movements collectively called on voters to refrain from casting a ballot for the current administration due to Biden's failure to call for a ceasefire. Michigan's presence as an important swing state is undeniable, and according to Al Jazeera, voters in the state believe that the sizable uncommitted vote is a powerful statement to Biden. A strong showing for the uncommitted vote demonstrates what could be a potential abstention for left-leaning liberal and Arab American voters during the November general election. In 2020, Biden won Michigan by about 150,000 votes, with about 145,000 Michigan Muslims voting in the election. Muslim Americans make up a significant portion of the Michigan voting demographic, being able to sway not only state results but potentially the entire election cycle as well. The uncommitted vote against Biden is higher than that of the Michigan Republican primary 4 years ago when former President Trump vied for re-election, and that of the uncommitted vote against Barack Obama in 2012. In other states, the uncommitted movement also made inroads. According to ABC News, uncommitted received about 46,000 votes in Minnesota, roughly 19% of the total vote, and is estimated to receive 11 delegates at the Democratic Party's convention in the summer. In Hawaii, 455 ballots out of 1,500 total went to uncommitted, estimating to be enough to earn 7 delegates. According to NPR, no preference received about 88,000 votes in North Carolina, about 13% of the total vote. With hundreds of thousands of votes cast against Biden, the result showcases the discontent among voters with the United States' current stance on Gaza and could possibly pose severe problems for Biden's re-election. With KCSB News, this is Mario Fuentes Godinez.